As a student, I was someone who really liked pleasing the teacher, actually, a lot. And so I tended to work pretty hard as a student and do all that I was supposed to do. But I also liked learning stuff, and it was actually really exciting for me when I discovered sometime around when I started going to college that you could actually combine doing well as a student and learning. Because I used to sort of do all the things I was supposed to do for school, and then after school, go and try to learn about things on my own. And they didn't actually connect for me until I was much older. So I guess that's the kind of student I was, someone who did everything I was supposed to, but as fast as I could so that I could go off and find out things for myself. And eventually those things joined together. So I got interested in science when I was that was whenever I was starting to learn that classes could be interesting for reasons other than that it was sort of what you were supposed to do. And so in high school I had a very good physics teacher. And at the same time I ended up reading, and this is very stereotypical since I'm a cosmologist, Stephen Hawking's book, Brief History of Time. But it was really a good book, and what it made me realize is that I've always been fascinated by sort of things beyond what we can like directly see, so phenomena that aren't obvious, or that there's some kind of richness and experience in life that is not something that we see in everyday life or that people generally expect. I like science because it's a chance to learn about the world in a way that reveals surprises. And it reveals that the world is in fact richer in phenomena and experiences than sort of the daily existence reveals. So that, you know, you might think, whenever you're in school particularly, and a lot of people go through their whole lives feeling like everything's sort of solved and everything's sort of boring and you know exactly what to expect. Outside of your personal life, of course, but whenever it comes to the world, it's like, you know, you put your milk in the refrigerator, it cools down, and things like that. And what's amazing about being a scientist is that you get to learn that, in fact, there's all kinds of phenomena that really happen in the world that don't fit our regular everyday experience, and that it's fascinating to think about things that really blow your mind in an interesting way. And then you get to sort of reconfigure the way you think about the world so that those things make sense. Science matters because it describes things that are true, and it's revealed that the world is beautiful in a profound way. And for the same reason why, I mean, this really touches on very deep questions about, you know, what humans are here for and why our lives are worth living. And the science is just one, it's really only a part of all of the truths that exist in the world, but it's a cool, a very interesting part. My advice for students is to, as soon as possible, learn what I learned, which is that being in school and a student and enjoying life and enjoying learning can be joined, but they don't have to be. So if you don't like the experience of being a student, that doesn't mean that you don't like learning. In fact, the experience of learning in the school environment is a really a very special kind of learning. But it turns out I like the other kinds more. I like the way I learn now a lot more than I did. Like I like learning as a student. And so what I would say to students is it's easy to say, very hard to do, but very true, which is don't take school as seriously as everyone else does.